Scientists say they've picked up the ripples in space and time that were caused by the collision of two massive black holes almost 2 billion years ago. Researchers first observed similar gravitational waves 2 years ago, but this time they had an additional tool, a new observatory in Italy. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca joins us now. Joe, first, just remind us what happens when two black holes collide.
Ooh, it's a mess. I mean, it's a major event in the gravitational space world. Basically, you know, black holes are these things from which nothing can escape, although, well, we'll say that for basic principles. But they have a huge amount of gravity. And when they come close to each other, they kind of inevitably glom together. And what the result of that is this amazing bending of space around the merger of the black holes and the sending off into space of gravitational waves. And that's what was detected, the gravitational waves that emerged from the merger of these two black holes.
And in this case, we got to detect that using an additional detector, one in Italy, because there are two in the United States that have been around for a while.
That's right. So the two in the United States are in Hanford, Washington, and in Louisiana. And the new one is in Tuscany, actually, in Italy. Nice place to go. Mm-hmm. And the waves were detected by the three detectors serially, because the wave sort of swept across the Earth, and the three of them all detected it a few milliseconds apart. Kip Thorne, who's one of the theoretical physicists and the father of the LIGO, the Laser Interferometry Gravitational Wave Observatory, and someone who may win the Nobel Prize next week, I should say, described gravitational waves in a really beautiful way. He said, most of the time, space is curved, but it's like looking on an extremely flat ocean. And when you get one of these gravitational waves coming along, it's like a ripple in the ocean, and it just goes past and it's gone. But it was a great image for me of why you don't see these things all the time. And in fact, you do see them, but these are the results of major storms, essentially, and the major storms are detectable in these two observatories.
Why is the study of gravitational waves so significant to scientists?
Well, a lot of reasons, one of the most interesting of which is the fact that gravitational waves, in theory, can be observed from the very first few seconds of the universe. And so it gives you a chance to study the universe. But black holes were a conjecture, and gravity waves were predicted to come from their merger. But, you know, nobody's seen a black hole because you can't really see it, right? It's black. So this is some of the best evidence that these things really do exist, because the prediction says if they exist, they'll make gravity waves. And if they make gravity waves, we should be able to detect them. And now we've detected them.
That's NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Joe, thank you.
You're welcome.